You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Some random facts for ya. In the 1980s, there was an organization called BADD, Bad. It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons. It was for parents who believed D&D was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children.
Okay.
Did your kids ever play Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
No? Never?
Never.
Never? Huh. Hey, if you yelled at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you'd produce enough energy to heat it. You might want to keep that in mind. 8 years straight, yelling for 8 years straight.
Yeah, but you
got
have
no way to warm up your coffee.
But that's all the energy after 8 years at one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you die. Because how could you not go without coffee for 8 years? You'd drink it cold. Hey, before J.D. Salinger became a famous author and then a recluse, he worked as a cruise director. I did not know that.
Cruise director to recluse.
And Johnny Depp got divorced from his first wife, Lori Ann Allison, in 1985, which was 1 year before his second wife, Amber Heard, was born.
Oh, good grief.
Talk about robbing that cradle. Yo.
Jeepers.
Yo. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, he was with that other, what's her face?
Amber Heard? No. Before Amber Heard? I don't remember.
They were together for a
long
time.
They had kids.
Yeah.
They had kids. So there you go. Some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. Nothing random about that. Well, I guess maybe not.
It's pretty random. Jennifer Aniston, she's opening up about how she stands when it comes to finally joining Instagram.
Now, look, she
doesn't
do...
that's news right there.
Yeah, but she doesn't do anything stupid. Of all the people that came from Friends, she's probably... Well, we know she's the most successful.
Yes.
Right? And she's probably the least... I don't want to say least interesting, but least to, you know, be a goofball or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way of saying it.
None of them are really in the
news. Not in the same league as Matt Perry when it comes to screwing up.
Well, there's that.
She's not in the same league as Courtney Cox when it comes to her. She really didn't screw up. She's just got some weird attitude.
But Courtney Cox danced with Bruce Springsteen.
But that was before Friends.
She got to kiss Tom Selleck.
Well, that was during Friends. And after that, she got to hang out with a bunch of people who are now, including herself, have no work on Cougar Town.
Anyway, all this news about her coming to grips with joining Instagram, it comes on the heels of her announcement that reading comments on Facebook makes her break out.
Yeah, I remember that a couple of days ago.
I mean, talk about riveting.
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 She needs some Aveeno and smart water.
Yeah, so... Yeah, she's hesitant. She admits that she's getting
pressure
to sign up on Instagram. I mean, this is real life struggles right here.
Jennifer Aniston is a what they call a Gen Xer, right? And she's of a generation where social media is fine for most, but it's certainly not as huge as it is for the millennials. So I can see where she's... I would think Gen Xers, some Gen Xers are kind of staying at shying away.
I'm a Gen X cusper.
Yeah, yeah.
I tend to shy away from it.
Isn't it great that you and Jennifer Aniston are in the same...
Same group.
At least when it comes to generations.
Oh, yeah. Me and Jen have things in common.
Well, you kind of have the same hair color-ish. You know, kind of.
No one ever called their hairstyle the Morgan.
We could.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Jennifer Aniston and her Instagram potential.
Yeah.
She understands the potential appeal.
Yeah.
Especially for someone like her. He lives life in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And Jen says, what you resist, persists.
What you resist, persists.
Like not paying taxes.
Well, that does. That's the gift that keeps on giving to the U.S. government.
So Jen says that in referring to social media as presence in our society, yeah. That's what she says. What you resist persists.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's not.
It's not like anybody's calling her out on Instagram going like, hey, Jen Aniston, what do you think? Because she's not there. She just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
On Instagram. When you don't exist on Instagram, nobody cares about you. And you don't exist. So it may persist, but you don't exist.
I think
see
she's
what I did there?
This.
See what I did there? Resist, persist, don't exist. My experience with Instagram is this. If I need to read the comments other than the first one, I got to open up the stupid post and read through it. I'm not interested. I just want to look at the pictures. Pretty pictures, pretty pictures. Ooh-wee.
Halle Berry.
Yep. She becomes the first post on my Instagram when I open it up every day.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, how's that?
Me thinks you're looking a little bit too much. Oscar winner, Olivia Colman. She's no stranger to playing royalty.
She won an Oscar for it. Yep.
She'll be playing the midlife version of Queen Elizabeth.
I've heard that. Yep. She'll probably be fine.
Yeah, she probably will. So on a recent visit to Buckingham Palace for Prince William charity event, Olivia says that her husband grabbed kind of a souvenir of sorts.
From the palace? What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
And he got out of there with it?
I guess it didn't show up when he was leaving. There was no beeping going on.
Oh, no. What did he get?
A roll of toilet paper whilst using the loo.
Oh, my God.
Just to say we got it from Buckingham
Palace.
Just
to say. Yeah, okay. I get it. Yes. I get it. That makes perfect sense. But where do you hide a roll of toilet paper?
I guess maybe you squish it.
I wonder, if they use the Super Mega at Buckingham Palace. Because those suckers are they're about 7 inches across.
Well,
that's
I don't
a lot
know.
So you get a roll of toilet paper. Uh-huh. Is it special toilet paper?
Is it double ply?
Is it double ply? Is it embossed with like
the crown
on it? I'm wondering.
When you roll the toilet paper out in the palace, does it have the air freshener that goes?
And what happens when you come out of the loo and you've got the toilet paper stuck in your shoe? That's got to be embarrassing. Nothing says embarrassing like that.
Do you use it afterwards?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Or do you put it on a shelf and put a glass case over it?
That's what I would do. A roll of toilet paper from Buckingham Palace.
Is it quilted like Charmin or Northern or whatever?
There you go. All right, that's enough for us today. We're banished. We're never going to get allowed into Buckingham Palace if we talk about such things as lifting.
Lifting the toilet paper
from the loo. Lifting from the loo. And that's exactly where this show should be, is in the loo. All right, we're out of here. We're just like, off the rails. Let's wrap this thing up. This is a wrap. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.